This is The Evening Buzz, presented by Mikhail Atiyah.
The month of June is going to be very exciting for gamers across the world because that's when we get some of the biggest showcase events. Unfortunately, we lost E3 just last year when they officially ended any plans to bring it back. It just suffered from, you know, the post-pandemic aftermath of people not going out too much and game companies basically deciding not to partner up with E3 to have their big showcase premieres because they're like, hey, we can just live stream our announcements at any time of the year with less expense. And so it just lost relevancy so fast. But that doesn't mean that the month of June has lost relevancy. Everyone knows that this is like the ritualistic month for gamers because there's still going to be some big showcases. There's the Summer Game Fest, IGN showcase, and the Xbox Bethesda showcase. This is going to be something super exciting. Now that Xbox and Microsoft has successfully acquired Activision Blizzard, one of the biggest video game publishers, for nearly $68 billion. That makes their studio count up to 40 now. They have 40 studios that are developing games under their belt. So they better show some new games. And I thought, you know what? Let's talk about some of the predictions. What are some hypothetical things that they're going to be showcasing during the Xbox showcase? Now we know that it's going to be in June 9th. So let's see, let's go down a bit of a list of what are some predictions coming out for the Xbox showcase, starting off with Call of Duty, or at least this year's Call of Duty. Now there's been rumors that it's titled as Call of Duty Gulf War, and it's gonna be developed by Treyarch Studios, the ones who are known for making the Black Ops Call of Duty series. But Gulf War, I don't know if it's kind of like very controversial to try to make a game during that, you know, era, and it's never been done before personally, I don't think. So obviously it's going to be purely fictional, they're going to have fictional conflicts, but it's thematically within, I would say, the 80s 90s timeline, as Black Ops has always kind of went back in time, you know, having stories take place during the World War II, during the Vietnam War, the Cold War, and I guess their next one is the Gulf War. So we're definitely going to see some gameplay footage, perhaps even in a cinematic trailer and all that. So yeah, I'm excited for that. And being Treyarch, I consider them the better studio from Infinity Ward and Sledgehammer. They're probably also going to showcase a little bit of Zombies mode, which is sorely missed by hardcore fans out there. And then we have perhaps one that has been long awaited, and honestly, it has to be Gears of War 6. This is by Coalition Studios, who have done nothing but Gears of War games for two decades, we're talking. So we definitely, hopefully, going to see an official announcement for it, an official perhaps gameplay footage, and even a release date, which is honestly a long time coming. I'm not sure if they're going to even have any updates for Halo Infinite, just a new season, nothing else. Halo Infinite has not been the best of hopes for Xbox. It was supposed to be this 10-year plan, but they've now opted to make it just a seasonal, you know, giving it seasonal updates while hopefully working on the next Halo under the table, and that will be a few years from now. We're definitely not going to hear anything when it comes to Elder Scrolls 6. Todd Howard has went on record saying it's going to be another 5 years before you hear about this game, but there could be some announcement for perhaps an upcoming Fallout, so tune in for that. There's definitely going to be some other big showcases for some of Bethesda's roster, Indiana Jones and the Golden Circle, that's under Machine Games. Perhaps we'll even see Stalker 2, which was supposed to come out much earlier, but due to some, because of the Ukrainian-Russian conflict in the studio developing the game in Ukraine, you can imagine some unexpected delays, so we might hear more about it soon enough. Starfield could be back with an expansion reveal of some kind. So tune in for that one as well. I don't know if there's going to be some big, exciting announcement, something we've never heard of, something that they have been cooking up in the background. But we'll just have to honestly wait and see. These are just some of my predictions as to what the Xbox showcase will entail, because it's definitely going to have a lot of surprises, which I hope also is something that the PlayStation State of Play could in some way equally match, you know, because PlayStation already said that there's nothing really, there's no new exclusives coming out this year up until early 2025. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't premiere something and get people excited for what is to come in the near future. Yeah, and by the way, when I say Xbox, I really say a platform. I say it in a way that it's a platform accessible not only for Xbox players but also PC, because this is one of the big things about Microsoft and Xbox is their the need and the emphasis on accessibility for all of their exclusive titles, which I think is really great. Perhaps even we'll get more news about some future Xbox exclusives making their way to platforms like the PlayStation or Nintendo. Whatever it may be, the Xbox Showcase taking place in June 9th is going to be a very exciting event and one I will be covering with absolute detail. But until then, we'll just have to wait and see. If you have any predictions as to what might be revealed or announced during the showcase, or anything from maybe the Summer Game Fest or the State of Play during the month of June, do let me know. Text me at 4215. It's a lot to do. We're going to take a short break coming up next, talking about some announcements from Disney themselves for some of their big future movie projects right here on The Evening Buzz. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
As I've said before, 2023 has proven that Disney is not what it used to be. Every big budget movie that came out from Disney was an absolute box office failure. Ant-Man 3, Quantumania, flop. Little Mermaid, flop. The Marvels, flop. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, flop. And you have to imagine, these are each of these movies are like $100 to $200 million to make. Some of them even $300 million on Indiana Jones. And all of them couldn't even break even. The only one that actually did well that year was Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 3. And so it's basically now Disney kind of going on a bit of a damage control. They are pushing most of their Marvel movies out from this year. So there's only one Marvel movie in 2024, and that is the Deadpool film, Deadpool 3. Everything else is just being announced for later. And we even have a few more that are being announced for the future. And they've made some really significant announcements regarding some upcoming movie releases. First off, they revealed the release dates for some highly anticipated movies such as The Mandalorian and Grogu. So if you're someone who's caught up with the three seasons of Mandalorian, apparently they're going to do a follow-up movie, and it's coming out in May 22nd of 2026, promising to bring the beloved characters to the big screen. Following closely, then we have Toy Story 5, and it will be hitting theaters on June 19th, 2026, extending the adventures of Woody and Buzz and the gang. However, there's been a bit of a delay with the live-action adaptation of Moana, and that is going to be pushed till July 2026. But the one that really got me excited is finally the official announcement for Tron Ares. This is the follow-up to Tron Legacy that came out over a decade ago, a highly underrated movie, and it's going to star, what's his name, Jared Leto. Yes, and it's announcing its debut for October 2025. So we're going to see that later next year. And yeah, those are some of the big movie announcements coming out of Disney. a lot of big projects as, you know, they're a company that's so big that they're able to have a few stumbles, but I think they realize that they can't afford to come out with flops. And so even though we're not getting that many Disney movies this year, that doesn't mean they're not investing and working on future projects as well. And these are only what they've announced. There's probably a few more surprises later down the road, but we'll hear more about them in the near future. But the one that really, and I'll say the live action adaptation of Moana is the one that kind of irks me a bit. I mean, Moana just came out like in 2016, 2017, the animated film, and they're making a sequel to the animated film, but they're also making a live action, you know, and it's just, this is one of the things I don't like about what Disney has been doing for over a decade now, is the regurgitation of, you know, classics, of Disney classics, and bringing them into live action. The problem is they make money. And if because they make money, they're going to keep making, you know, sequel, prequel, all that. Oh, yeah, there's also the Mufasa prequel Lion King live action coming out later this year. So tune in for that if you're a fan. I'm not. But, yeah, it's a typical Hollywood maneuvering where, you know, they're just recycling already recycled ideas. Yeah, nothing original. Toy Story 5. How far have we gone where we need now a fifth installment to Toy Story? I'd rather have new original films from Pixar instead of this. But here we are. Anyway, if there's any other big announcements that you're excited for coming from Disney, do let me know. Text me at 4215. It's Lotherdew. Would love to hear from you guys. We're going to take a short break. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the official confirmation from HBO Max, who are working on another Game of Thrones prequel. It's titled as A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, the Hedge Knight. And apparently this is going to be coming out next year to fill in that wait gap between the seasonal release of
Pulse 95.
We're getting close to the next season of House of the Dragon. This is the Game of Thrones prequel series that everyone is stoked for. If you haven't gotten a chance to watch the first season of House of the Dragon, I don't know where you've been. It's a phenomenal series. I feel like it gives the abysmal season 8 of Game of Thrones that redemption that we so desperately need. And even though we're waiting for it to come out later this year, HBO has officially unveiled some of the lead actors for its next highly anticipated Game of Thrones prequel. This is called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, the Hedge Knight. And I know, for me personally, as a huge fan of the original series and George R.R. Martin's expansive universe, I'm really personally thrilled to learn more about his world through the adventures of, characters that we're not familiar with. And this is actually apparently set a century, 100 years before the events of Game of Thrones. House of the Dragon is set 200 years before the events of Game of Thrones, just so that you know the difference. So in the prequel, this is based on Martin's Dunk and Egg novels, and introduces us to a knight named Sir Duncan, and Sir Duncan the Tall, a young and courageous knight, and his spirited squire, Egg. The casting choices are very intriguing, with Peter Claffey taking on the roles of Duncan, known for his work in Apple TV's Bad Sisters and Dexter Sol Ansel, who impressed audiences as the young young Snow from the recent Hunger Games movie. So yeah, we're definitely excited for that. But let's talk about the plot. The plot promises a journey through Westeros, still set under the rule of the Targaryens, with the looming presence of dragons and a whole lot of destinies to be fulfilled. The prospect of witnessing the exploits of these unlikely companions in both exciting and nostalgia, and it's going to be very nostalgic for fans of the original series. Now, there's always a thing, if you've watched the show or read the books, a lot of characters, they look at knights as these legendary heroes, and they take lessons from those stories. And so I think this is a nice shift for a series like this, where it's still set in Westeros, but you get to see it in a personal, gritty perspective of these so-called knights, these legends and myth in real time. So I'm excited for this because it means we can kind of step away from the power struggle and the political intrigue that comes with what we know from a Game of Thrones show or adaptation, you know, trying to acquire the throne, fighting against other houses, betrayal. It seems to be this time around, The Hedge Knight is going to be a series that's a little bit more focused and simpler in a sense, only really shedding the spotlight on the journey of a knight and his squire. And I feel like it's going to be a kind of like a dark comedy, you know, because the world of Game of Thrones is dark and bleak, and at times can be hopeless. So I wonder how that's going to be in a character who is not vying for power, but perhaps serves it. And that's going to be really exciting to see when this comes out late 2025, which also means that now, instead of having to wait 2 years for some new Game of Thrones adaptation, we have a show back-to-back every year now, with House of the Dragon coming out later this year, then The Hedge Knight the year after, and the year after that in 2026 with season 3 of House of the Dragon. Really great momentum to keep having something from the world of Game of Thrones, whether it's a show, whether it's a, you know, short series, whatever it may be, just some giving something for the fans every single year and making the wait gap all the more shorter. So yeah, definitely excited for more of that. I'm sure we'll see a trailer maybe later this year, the year after, but until then, we'll just have to wait and see. And that pretty much wraps it up here on the Evening Buzz. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys tomorrow from 8 till 9 o'clock, same time, right here on Pulse 95. This is Mikhail Atiyah signing out. Have a good one.
If you liked this episode of The Evening Buzz, drop a like and subscribe. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for all our daily updates and top stories.